Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. We talked on the show today about not finding your partner attractive. We had it down as an impossible anonymous phoner, and we thought, well, might get a few.
Yeah, and initially,
it's a hard thing to talk about.
Yeah, initially they kind of trickled. We got a few in, but then the floodgate opened when I think people knew that it wasn't as harsh as it sounds.
Yeah. Be like, I'm with an ugly bitch.
None of that.
So we had so many that we thought we'd do a little bit of pod.
I think it ended up extra being quite wholesome, didn't it?
It did. I met a real CNX Tuesday.
Oh yeah,
the other night.
What does that stand for? I don't get it. I'll Google it.
Producer Jared's gone. He'll have to bleep that. He's going to be angry.
I think he's going to see the sound wave go one thing, and then a little bit of silence, and then two. Whip! Like a bar full of sound that he'll be like, what's that noise?
No, he's going to have to bleep that.
And he was telling me he no longer found his wife attractive after she carried his children. What a feral pig.
Fuck, there's so many layers to that, eh?
It's...
Because you're like, that is the biggest gift that women give, is their bodies to like bringing in life into a relationship. And if you wanted this kid, but you still wanted to keep it all snatched and tight, perky, fuck you. You do it then.
I can't see how after giving birth you can't look at your partner and be like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah, I feel like most...
Admiration, just heterosexual, beyond admiration.
Yeah, it's admiration being like, wow.
Yeah. Somebody else said, I wasn't attracted to my partner unless they wore a hat. Anytime we went out, I'd make them wear a hat.
Now, we got a couple of boys here for this texter.
They must love us.
Why, you're so rude. We don't know if he's bald or not, but he might have just had a funny old head.
Yeah, right. Okay, just suits a hat.
Might have had. Might have been going bald, but didn't want to shave it.
I want to
a support group for dudes who just need a.
Some people hang on a while, eh?
Pull it forward, pull it over, pull it sideways, grow it long, fluff it up. We know my dude, my king, my bald king.
Bald is hot. Let's take it off.
Shave it, and then zero maintenance, because I know you're putting time into making it look, and then the wind comes in and just fucks it all up.
Would you ever laser your head so that you didn't have to shave it?
I was thinking about that the other day, because it's so annoying shaving every 3 days.
Talked to them about it when I got my back done, and they said it's so thick, even the parts where the hair still grows, it's so thick, and you can't let it see any light.
Yes. Yeah, it's
so you have
annoying.
To be covered, and they just said it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
people get their heads waxed though.
I don't know how anyone does that. I do love a clean blade shave every couple of days. It feels so good.
People like to if I shave my head before I go to a barber to get the beard done, they're always like they rub it and they're like, you've just shaved it, haven't you? I was like, yep, fresh. And he's like, yeah, man, razor shaves rule on a head.
Oh, there you go.
Be careful, though. Cut yourself. And it will not stop bleeding.
Oh, remember when you lanced? Anyway, more texts.
Yeah, I've bled.
That was so bad.
I've bled a lot. So we're talking about when you aren't attracted to your partner, or maybe somebody that gave you a little bit of the ick. I've found that from past relationships, if the person starts showing selfish or egocentric tendencies and doesn't put enough love or care into the relationship, it manifests in me as losing physical attraction to them.
Yeah, there are a couple of messages, eh? It's like their physical appearance didn't change, but because their behaviour changed, you're just like, I just do not look at you the same.
I've never been physically attracted to my partner. I absolutely love him, but there's no physical attraction. Even more so as I've lost a lot of weight and he's gained weight. Not that I don't love big people, it's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
How come you've never been physically attracted to the person you're with?
Because that's
the initial attraction.
That would say that they never enjoyed the sex life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to put my genitals on or in yours.
Yep.
Yes.
This is just hypothetical. I'm not speaking to you.
I just had such a weird image of you just putting it on.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're just sitting there and Vaughn walks up and rests a ball on our wrist.
That's what I was picturing.
Do you never... Now, this might be a little bit too much information.
Okay, go ahead.
Aaron would do this to you. You were lying away from him and he goes... like spoons you, but then puts his doodle between your legs, so it looks like you've got a little nub of a doodle.
No, he does. Has never done that.
You guys ever done that?
He's never ever done
JP,
that.
JP, don't leave me hanging if you've done it. Now is the time to speak. You've never had that.
What a silly game!
It's the funniest game, and then you're like, oh look, your doodle.
That is so funny.
It's not like a sexual thing. It's just a funny game.
A silly thing.
Okay.
It's just a funny game. Okay, well, fuck me then. Shut up, Morn. We're just letting out your weird shit. Save it for your $280 an hour therapist. sit down with him.
Jock, said that you're fine and everyone else is the problem.
Jock, I said to a panel of five people that sometimes I put my doodle between my wife's legs and then say, she's got a doodle. Is something wrong with
is that weird?
He's like, holy shit. Bing bong. Sue, clear my calendar and just forwardly invoice him $2,500 because this is going to take some hours. A few people said that they've been told by their partner they don't find them physically attractive in that moment. And sometimes it's hormonal. Sometimes it wears off. Sometimes they turn their life around and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I sort of get, you know, I'm not constantly looking at Aaron being like, oh, yeah. You know, like you go through life stuff and it does get a bit exhausting. You forget, but.
Someone messaged and saying, don't call me. I go in and out of attraction towards my husband. I think he can feel it, but he understands it's just how I am. I'm fickle and lose interest in things fast. He's my best friend, though, and I always come back around to being obsessed with him. But, yeah, sometimes I'm like, nah.
Take a little break from the
that
attraction.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
Because you're like, when's this going to happen again? It doesn't make me feel great.
Because if that was a gay relationship, that's when they'd just sleep with other guys.
Right.
Yeah, you'd just open that right up, wouldn't you?
Right. Yeah. See what else is out there. I'm not attracted to my partner of 9 years. He lacks emotional intelligence and self-awareness and is happy just being. We have children and he's an amazing father, partner, and provider, but I really miss discussing the world / news / human behavior with a partner who just doesn't clock out.
Sounds like he's just tired of life.
Sounds like he needs a holiday. Tired. Sounds like he needs to take himself away on a retreat in Thailand or something, come back.
Yeah, see,
scream in the forest with a group of men and come
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah, see some other points of view.
Yeah.
Rough it up. Live a little out of his comfort zone for a while.
Perhaps.
I told my partner literally last week, who drinks every day, in brackets, that his drinking every night makes me unattracted to him. I can't be intimate with someone who's drunk. Don't get me wrong. I love getting inside out wasted every now and then, but I've been a sober driver for over a decade, even to our family and friends events. It's become a real turnoff. He went 5 days sober for the first time in 3 years. It was a major turn on seeing him being a dad with the kids and helping do dinner, so I'm stoked I said something. But I had to approach it very, very carefully.
Wow. Yeah.
Holy shimoli.
Life happens, doesn't it? And yeah, fuck. That's heavy.
I'm definitely not attracted to my partner's face. He's shaved off his sexy facial hair. That's the thing, you got to check these things.
Yeah, you do. The first time, because I was with Aaron for a year before he shaved off his beard for the first time, and I was like, nope, I don't like it. And he's grown it back and has never shaved it off again.
Yeah. It's a whole little thing.
So he's got a little bitch chin.
I was in a really...
He's got a little bitch chin. Yeah,
but you wouldn't tell, right?
Italian
looks chiseled.
Yeah,
strong
Italian chin.
He does look chiseled. He looks chiseled.
You're saying he's round-faced under that?
I'm just saying it's not... It's not quite... What it?
It's the baby.
What you
Snapchat
think it
baby?
Will be.
Baby face
okay.
filter.
Interesting.
Not quite that bad.
I was in a really toxic relationship. I needed out. He fed me up because he loved a big girl.
Wow. Okay.
I went and had a gastric sleeve and have lost 60 kilograms, and he wasn't attracted to me anymore.
I did wonder if that would be the thing. If somebody lost weight, or
yeah.
Wow.
If you're into the bigger physiques, and then they wanted to lose weight for whatever reason.
Do you remember, it would have been in the podcast listeners, and people who listen to any would have heard the call about the person that got the whole back fish pond?
Yes,
the koi carp.
The koi carp. Someone said that it was like looking at a lake.
Yes.
And somebody messaged in, I'm just sending this text message now, saying her boyfriend got a koi fish on her back, and she said it was like looking into a pond. What position is that? No, I think you missed the point. We never gendered the person who was looking at the fish pond.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was
true.
One dude to another dude.
Oh,
also, right. You know, all sorts of things can happen.
Pegging.
There's pegging.
Oh, yeah, there's pegging.
You know, there's all sorts of devices and fun things.
It's all go. So, yeah, those are the other texts of people who aren't currently or have been in a period of not finding their partners attractive.
Wow. Really opened up the mind.